coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Well, our guest, Dina Bagley, well known for being surrounded by a loving community of spirit guides called the Elves, joyfully come forward when merging with Dina, and together their mission is to bring forth loving messages to those who would like to discover the truth of who they really are and even the journey they are partaking of. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz. Isn't it marvelous, Paula, how life brings forth steps into our lives that put us on paths we never thought we would walk on? Now, our guest, always wanting to learn and grow, it was during Dina's years as a registered nurse in the intensive care unit, she became keenly aware that the state of the mind of the patient was clearly correlating to their ability to recover. It was this knowingness that our thoughts are everything that propelled Dina into realizing the journey before us is truly unique if we allow it to show us the way. After leaving nursing, the Elves, Dina's committee of spiritual guides and teachers, began to come through to her during meditation. Through the practice of channeling, she was able to receive and deliver their message to others, and the doors were opened wide.
Well, today, Dina Bagley channels the Elves, teaching classes, writing books, and providing private and group readings. The Elves message is always delivered, bursting with humor and much love. She is the author of A Journey of Simple Truth, an awesome book. And in 2007, Dina founded Journey Spiritual Center in Shingle Springs, California, which is not far from my house. Well, welcome, Dina.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's really exciting to have you with us indeed. Dina, how did all of this begin for you? First of all, were you psychic or telepathic as a child?
I didn't really notice it until my early 20s. And when I started to go through some of very typical life lessons, it became clearer and clearer to me that I was able to understand things that weren't necessarily from my own mind, let's put it that way. Of course, it all comes, we're all one. But on the other hand, it was something that I was not used to hearing, let's put it that way. And then I was married and had children, and of course, how that happens, then you're very, very busy, and things kind of go to the side. And then when I went back to school and started my nursing career, it's when it came back very, very strong that people really do have complete control of their life and how they can create whatever they want, whether it be something to their benefit or not. And also what I learned was since some people do pass on in the ICU, that I was able to speak with them after they passed. And that was extremely enlightening to hear what they had to say after they had given up their heartbeat and their breathing on this plane. So that really got me going, and I started to ask more and more questions in meditation, and I was getting lots of answers. So I decided I'd best record them because I wasn't remembering them. And as I record them and transcribe them, I was amazed at what was coming through, what my voice was saying. And so that inspired me to seek out a mentor and learn how to bring it forth on demand, as you might say. So.
Now, what years was that? Was that in the 80s?
Yes, the 80s were very full with the ICU nursing, et cetera, and that's when it really started to come through, yes. In the late 90s is when I was able to actually move the channeling out into a more public forum.
It just seemed to me that so many people opened up during the 80s. I don't know what was happening during that time, but a lot of people opened up. So that's
yes.
the reason why I asked if it was in the 80s. There was like
yes.
a window of time that we could open.
I agree with that. It was we were opening up our hearts more and our minds and being encouraged to do so also, whether we knew we were being encouraged or not. Didn't really matter. So, yes, I do agree with that.
When you were in the ICU, were you actually able to communicate with the ones who passed over after they passed?
Yes, yes. Yes, and it was fascinating because, for example, there was one patient that I was, you know, preparing her for her family to come and pay their last respects. And she very boldly said, it was as if she was looking at her body from above, and she just said, gee, that was a good body this time, and I'm glad that it worked that way. And so we actually had a conversation, and people overhearing me outside wondered what was going on. And it was very, very helpful for me to be able to hear that the body is a choice, and it can be beneficial for you no matter what happens to it.
You saying this, I'm questioning, did, like you said, other people overheard you outside the room. I wonder if other nurses, did you get a chance to see if other nurses might have had some similar experiences?
I did not see any in that particular unit. However, in other units, what I was witnessing was that, you know, nurses were using Reiki and therapeutic touch, et cetera, you know, good energy healing in the hospital. And those are the ones that were more likely to have the, you know, the close encounters, the in touch with the patients and what was going on with them. And I think it's very exciting. There's many nurses that are doing that now. And it was just starting to get known and just starting to be accepted. We didn't have to do it in secret.
Mm. So. Now, you channel spirit guides, the elves, and
yes.
define what it means for you to channel the elves. Tell us more.
I was and am feeling very privileged, and I know that anybody can do this, and everybody should if they would like to. The thing that it does for me is that when I channel, the energy that they bring forth into my physical body is so exciting and so beautiful. And so after a channeling session, I'm like a high for a while because the joy is palpable. And that's what it does for me. I consider that very selfish. But on the other hand, because I do get so much from it, and yet it is very rewarding that I do get feedback from others that feel that it has been very beneficial for them. And the elves are their mode of teaching is to make sure that you know that you are responsible for your own life and how to utilize that more, looking through the eyes of love or source rather than through the eyes of fear. And that is the main teachings and how to do it and what they can do about it and exercises and those kinds of things to increase their awareness of who they are, who the truth of who they are, as they say, and how to live in the life, your physical life, that way, and also to be able to extend this love, because that is all of our purpose, is to take responsibility for our own lives through love and extend it to others.
Now, you could experience the guides yourself. I always think of it as it being a community of elves, like almost elders that surround you. But I'm wondering if you can feel them. Could you see them?
I don't visually see them, but I certainly feel them, absolutely. Yes, we all have a committee around us of guides, our personal guides, and the elves are part of this committee for me. And yes, oftentimes, especially if I stop for a moment, if I have something that I'm not knowing quite what to do with, and I don't even have to call on them anymore, they'll just say, well, try this, or, you know, that kind of thing. And, oh, is that ever fun? You know, it's just really exciting. So, and anybody can do that.
So. Now, when you get messages for other people, do you also hear from them, this applies to you also?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. In fact, frequently when I go into a trance, I don't remember what is said. But if it's for me, I remember. So I think that somehow they have a little switch there or whatever. And there are times when they will actually say to me while I'm in trance, listen to this one. And I will, and it will be right exactly what I needed. Yes.
Now, do you ever, I know different practitioners and different channels, they attract people to them for things that are going on in their own life.
Yes.
Does that happen to you?
Yes. I think that people who come in for readings, you mean they attract the same kind of things that I'm going through. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. My husband passed away about 3 years ago, and I was absolutely amazed at the amount of people that came in, people that I did not know, who were going through very similar things and how they were learning how to cope with it. And yes, absolutely. It always seems to be that way. Yes.
How
did you begin to develop a relationship with them? Tell us more about that.
The relationship with the people I'm reading?
No, with the elves. How did that begin for you? How did it take place?
Well, first of all, they came through in the meditation, but I wasn't aware really of who they were. I knew they are a group of three, sometimes four, and they have both masculine and feminine energies. I always call them he just because it's easier. And as I learned how to bring it forth for other people to hear, that was more enlightening for me as well. And the first couple of times that I was able to do it with my mentor, I asked their names, and they said elves. And I said, oh, you mean like the letter L? And they said, no, it's E-L with an F. So they were very specific about that, and they were able to tell me those things. The thing that I have found, too, is that I try to give myself a reading at least once a week, and I get my recorder out, and I have some questions of it ready and available, and then I go into trance, and they will answer all the questions. I don't have to be present to ask the questions because they already know what they are. And so they are a very personal help to me as well. And what I find is if I let a week go by without having a personal reading, that my life starts to teeter a little bit and I get off the path a bit and other things start to overwhelm me. And so, you know, I need to gather myself back within, and they help me to do that.
You're never alone.
No, never alone, never. But none of us are. You know, it's just the wonderful thing about it is that I have been fortunate to be able to witness that we're never alone. And it is absolutely wonderful.
I was just thinking that I got God bumps all over me when you were saying that. You write down the questions, and then you go into trance, and then you probably have the recorder on, and you're listening to what's going on. And I'm thinking, wow, I mean, that just kind of, that's exciting.
Well, it is exciting, but the real exciting part of it is that anybody can do that. It's just basically starting to allow yourself to get out of the way so that, you know, the spirit can come through. And it's wonderful. And since everyone has this possibility, you know, it's like, oh, gosh, do it. That's my advice to you, because it is. It's wonderful. It's loving. It's kind. It's gentle. It's informative. You know, my goodness, what more can we ask for? And, of course, the idea is that I am able to have glimpses, just like everyone else, of our connection to God. And isn't that great?
Ah, sure is.
Oh.
Yes. Now, I've listened to another interview that you had done, and you mentioned that you started out with automatic writing.
Well, yes, because during meditation, I would write down the answers that I was getting, and it was, you know, it just wasn't working fast enough. So then I went into, I was forgetting everything that I couldn't write down. So then I went into, you know, just putting it on the recorder.
Now, I often tell people that they can start out with automatic writing. That sometimes is easier. So everybody can try it.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, we've given some channeling classes here at the Journey Center, and what the elves tell them is, you know, you may speak the channeling, but you can write it, or sometimes people will actually hear it. And so there's many ways to do this, yeah.
So the elves... What type of workshops do the elves actually come in and teach the workshop?
Yes, yes, yeah. They're much better at it than I am, so I just let them take over.
So, what workshops have they taught?
We had a series on channeling, and we also had a series that we called Spiritual Combustion. In other words, how to get your spiritual life going, and to understand the guides that you have around you that are willing to help at any and all times. And then we've had spiritual combustion, and that was really fun. And then that moved into to a smaller group, a focus group that lasted for several months, actually. And then we're having a 5-part series coming up the 1st of February once a week, and it will be lessons to live in the Christ life. And it would cover things like awareness and allowing and forgiveness. And let me see what else. He's really good at this. I can get one word from him because he wants to maintain it open to whomever comes to the class so that he can guide it to each individual person. But he is going to cover 5 subjects, and one is abundance and one is power. Those are the other two as well. So, yes.
Great topic.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do the elves hope to accomplish through you? What are we looking at here?
Their purpose is to spread the word as far as learning how to take responsibility for your own lives and to work towards your God-given connection to Source, to God. And that is his purpose, and he is always very grateful with his readings, because he says that we are helping his growth as well as our own, and that this is his only purpose right now, is to help people on the physical. The group has not been on the physical themselves, but has had great experience and understanding, and had many of our lifetimes studying what's going on with us and how we can benefit from their wisdom. And that is what they are presenting in their goals.
Do they tell you what their bodies look like?
No, I can't. I can tell you a couple of things. I have a picture that I was able to take of them with a camera, and they said it, this was one form that they have, but they are vibrations, and they do coalesce together sometimes. And what I get is a mental picture. Sometimes when I start a reading, I will get a mental picture of a Greek column, like on a building, sometimes a robe. The picture that we have on our website of the pink thing they don't call it a photograph of themselves, but it is it's how they would look if they came in to the physical. And of course, there is no body, but there is a shape. And it's very pink for that particular picture. It was, anyway. I need to take another one. Oh, and how I do that is I ask for that, and I usually go out in my backyard, and I take a lot of orb pictures in my backyard. And while I'm doing that, if I ask them to come forth, sometimes they do. They don't always, but sometimes they do. And so the pink one was after the fact. They told me after I took the picture that that's who it was.
Wow. I for some reason, I almost feel like all of them are kind of merged together, kind of like us on planet Earth. You know, where all the people kind of merge together, and that we are all part of all that occurs. And I almost feel like they're interweaving with the whole planet, and showing us that there's no blame or judgment.
Exactly.
Where everybody is standing, and we have forgotten that. And do you feel that too? Do you feel that?
Absolutely, yes. Because they are vibrations, like we all are, yes, they are right here with us now. And even though the three of us may not be in the same room, they are right with all three of us now. And yes, it's all because we're a part of the one. And so judgment and blame, their teaching is you have to think about the fact that when you judge someone, you're really judging yourself, and you need to be aware of that and forgive not only them, but it's your perception, your judgment of the perception of them, which then brings it back to you. And so if you start to take more responsibility on what you are doing and judging others and not being the extension of love that you can be, then you lose this feeling of the oneness that is truly there, as you were saying.
Wow. Have they told you what the orbs are that are in your backyard?
They have said that basically they are bits of energy that have come forth and allowed us to be, or they have allowed their energy to move to a place where we can visually see them, whether it's through a camera or through the naked eye. And it's more of a letting us know that, again, we're not alone. This is love, and it's beauty, and it's joy. And take it and enjoy it and love it.
I've always felt that the orbs in my backyard are like little fairy and elf energy.
Certainly. And if you find there, you'll find smaller ones and larger ones. And sometimes the really little tiny ones that if you were seeing them with your naked eye, you might think they were stars, but they're way too close for that. Those are what they call newbies. They're just learning how to coalesce their energy together so that we can enjoy their joy.
Wow.
How sweet.
Yeah.
So has your channeling evolved from the beginning to now? I mean, I don't know if you could kind of explain if it has evolved, what has been the changes from the beginning to now?
Okay. Well, at first, it was just downright, I don't believe it. You know, wait a minute. Why, what's going on here, and so on. I mean, it wasn't frightening, but it was like, I don't have the power to do this. I don't have the talent to do whatever it was. And as I continued to do it, I developed a real trust for what was coming through. And as the trust built between the elves and myself, also the trust within me that I could allow myself to have this come through, then it started to become easier and easier and easier. And now, you know, going into trance takes me maybe a minute. And it's comfortable, and I don't have any, I'm not fighting against it at all. I'm not questioning it at all. And that, I believe, just comes with practice. It's just, you know, yeah, they do. They keep coming back. Wow, isn't that great? And then I started to, you know, well, yeah, they're here all the time, and how fortunate I am. And use them. Utilize what they have for me, and that's the other thing. They never reprimand, but I don't know what else to call it. They kind of tell me, you know, Dina, you can ask us anything you want, even if you're having a bad hair day. So they're very even though they've never been in the physical, they're very down to earth. They really are. They're willing to help with anything. And as I started to learn that, and over time, how much more exciting it became.
You know, it's rather interesting if you teach people to just kind of step aside and allow the information to flow through you.
Yes.
And I experience that a lot, and it's really a strange feeling. It's like, your fingers are moving and you're seeing the words on the screen, but let me tell you, it's like you've stepped aside, and then you go back to read and you go, wow.
That's your channeling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yes. Who are you channeling?
You know, I think Archangel Michael. And
ask him.
Yeah. But it's really amazing, and I go, well, thank you, and I kind of jump up and down, especially if they point me to a book, and then the book gives me my answer. That's like off the wall.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well, I started out with automatic writing. That's the reason why I brought that up for you.
With a pencil and paper or with a computer?
Yeah. Okay. With my pencil and paper, and then I graduated to the computer, and then I graduated to allowing them to come through the voice.
Good. And isn't it wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the practice helped me to accept it. It certainly isn't ordinary, but to accept it, that it's that it's okay and it's wonderful, and how fortunate we all are that we have this ability. All of us do. Yes.
Tell us about your book.
The book is Simple Truth, and it was completely channeled by the elf. And actually what it is what I would call one-liners. And it's a couple of hundred one-liners that has been set up so that there's one on each page, and you can meditate on it or make notes or whatever however you'd like to do it. But it is simple guidelines. That's the other thought that comes very strong through with the elves, is that this is not, you know, rocket science. This is simple stuff. It may not be easy at first, but it is simple. And everything is, based around the love that we are and that we are trying to feel and understand within ourselves. And some of it is very very earthbound in the respect, most of it, all of it is really. Things like if you're wanting to make a move, a physical move from one house to another, they suggest that you make sure that you know why you're moving, if it is not a reason from within rather than from a reason from without. It's those kinds of things that they go through and talk about. So,
somebody told me that they use the book daily, and they just open, you know, they close their eyes and go to a page, and that's,
yes,
their daily verse that they're going to live by that day.
Yes, yes, and that's, yeah, we recommend that highly, because, yeah, you'll get the answer whatever you're looking for, truly. And we put we do send out the a simple truth once a week on our website, and so that it's kind of a thought for the week.
So that's,
but it's usually not more than three sentences. They're always very short and simple.
So that's DanaBagley.com, and Dana spelled D-E-A-N-A, Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y. So we'll give that out before the end of the hour, but I just wanted to put that in.
It's also on JourneySpiritualCenter.com as well.
Oh, okay.
It was really fun to peruse the book just a little bit and just feel the energy in it. It was definitely beautiful, very inspiring to look at the quotes and kind of like almost like a little reading for the day, pull them open and look at it. A beautiful gift for someone else as well.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Yeah.
We were very pleased to be able to get that information and get it into book form. Yeah. So.
Now, you, in 2007, you founded the Journey Spiritual Center in Shingle Springs.
Yes.
Tell us about your lovely center.
We are a place where we have three offices that practitioners will rent by the month. Right now we have an acupuncturist and two massage therapists and a hypnotherapist. And then we have two larger rooms. One holds about 10 or 15 people, and the other holds about 40. And in those two rooms, we offer classes. We also offer the space for rent for people who would like to come in and give their own classes or do their readings or whatever. We have a gentleman coming this Thursday evening, Pargeet, that's going to build a stargate and lead a two-hour meditation to connect with the cosmos. And so we have those kind of people that come. So it's very open, and we try to keep it quiet. Peaceful is probably a better word. It's not always quiet. There's some joyful laughing frequently. And we encourage people to come in our area, and we have a bit of a community here. So that's what we do here in Shingle Springs.
Now, in February 4th to March 4th, you have You're teaching a new series of classes, and it's called Life Lessons with Christ Energy.
Yes.
You tell us a little more about that?
Yes. That will be completely channeled as well. And we will go through a subject each of the weeks. We're also going to videotape that, too, so that it will be available online after each session. So, yeah, and usually we have, you know, they're not huge groups. It's a small group, and actually the L's tend to prefer that at times. It depends on where they are in their teaching and what they're trying to accomplish. And this particular one is geared towards smaller group, and that's why we're putting it on to the internet as well, so that others can also have the opportunity to witness it. And it will be held here at the center in our larger room, and that's where we will videotape it.
Do you give readings to the whole group or to individuals during that period of time?
Usually they do ask for, they will ask for questions, and the questions do turn into readings because, you know, as we are human, we ask very personal questions. And yes, that's what, and it also helps to anchor it into them what the elves are trying to teach. So it works really well.
Right. Are you able to do, let the elves speak through you this morning to our listeners? And
certainly. Do you have some questions for them? And I'll go into trance. If you can give me just a few seconds to do that. Can we do that in silence for a moment?
Sure.
Okay. I will start now.
Okay.
Greetings, a good and fond good morning to you. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a personal question.
Yes.
I want to know if Taz and my radio show is going to grow.
Oh, absolutely. The only suggestion that we would have for you is to focus the intention just a little bit sharper. We're not suggesting that you make the... keep it open for the cosmos to bring it to you in any way possible, but still focus on your intention just a bit more and what kind of people you would like to attract or how you would like to expand it. Not saying, I want it to happen this way, but rather, however it can happen, this is what our goal is.
Very nice. Thank you.
Certainly. We would like to thank you.
Do you have any specifics how you that would be better for us?
Mm. We think that you are doing an excellent job, and we would also like to say that this is our first experience to be able to be on the radio. Thank you very, very much. And with that, we would suggest that you put bit further your what kind of a person that you would like.
I know where she went.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, she got
Uh-oh.
Cut off.
Yes.
Too much energy, too much power.
Yeah.
I hope the elves know how to dial that phone and call back in.
Oh, I hope so, too. That happens. You know, a lot of times people they knock out lights and they knock out the system. Maybe I should try and give her a jingle. Do you want to talk a little bit, Paula? And I'll, or maybe, huh?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll tell everybody. Okay. Well, this morning we are talking to Dina Bagley, and she's a channel, and she channels elves. And we started to ask questions and have her
answer some questions we gave her, and all of a sudden she was cut off, and we think maybe it's just too much writing, I mean too much energy. Dina also has written a book called A Journey of Simple Truth, which is on Amazon.com. If you want to look at it, it looks like it's a great book to be in your library. And she has a spiritual center, which is called Journey Spiritual Center in Shingle Springs, California. Shingle Springs is actually between El Dorado Hills and Placerville. I think it's just before El Dorado Hills, but you may not know where that's at. It's just above Sacramento on the way to Placerville on Highway 50.
Okay. Well, guess what?
What?
Her battery went dead in her phone.
Oh, she has to get a new phone?
She's going
to
be calling back in. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I was telling everybody where Shingle Springs is located. Oh, there she is.
Okay.
Apologize for that. Okay.
Oh, good.
So,
welcome back.
Yes. So we kind of broke the momentum for the elves.
Yes, but let me go back in. Can I have a moment to go back in?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Marvelous, huh?
And we suppose that you were wondering why that happened, why we couldn't control that. Well, as we will tell you, that you on the physical have free will. So if you choose not to recharge your battery, it won't be charged. What else can we do for you today?
Well, we were going, just as we were decharged, we asked what particular we could do to improve our radio show and get it out further.
Yes. And what we would, again, reiterate is to please advertise in some of the free metaphysical magazines and some of the not-so-free metaphysical magazines, because there are people out there that want to know who you are, and they have no idea that you're there. And this would be one way that you can reach them. The other side would be, too, to expand your website a bit, to include many other things besides your radio, but keeping your radio at the largest focus. We think that, again, you are both very, very capable and very blessed to be able to get this out into the public. And this is something that we honor you for. It's very important, and we honor you to the work that you're doing. And so please don't give up. Don't stop. Keep moving. Keep moving. And yes, it will expand. It will expand. And you will find that things will come in, as you have experienced already, come in from the strangest places. And as you can look at them and move forward with it, you will be excited and thrilled and fulfilled as well.
Mm. Well, we all thank you so much, the elves and Dina, for that. That's beautiful. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. I really want to look at, would you please describe for everyone a perception of love that we can encompass and we can bring forth, and knowing that this love that we share with all can really change our lives.
Yes.
I think sometimes people get stuck judgments in all kinds of things, and they get thrown off balance. Can you please speak to that?
Yes.
Because I think everybody is wallowing in a lot of that at this moment.
Mm-hmm. One of the main purposes of connecting with the love that you are is to learn who you are. And what we would say to that is, as you take the time to be aware of what is going on within your life, you will start to understand that the judgments are almost nonstop, especially if you're stuck. And so if you take the time to forgive whomever you're judging, and at the same time, take the time to forgive the perception of the judgment that is coming from you. In other words, you're forgiving yourself as well. What happens is if you start to forgive yourself as you forgive yourself, the judgment can do nothing but leave. That the negativity, the judgment is automatically released once you forgive yourself for this. But in order to forgive yourself, you need to be able to see the judgment. And as you continue to do this, what happens is as you release it, you start to feel differently about yourself. And what that is you're starting to connect to the joy, to the love that is God, that is what you are created in. Now, as you're working on this, it can be, especially if you're stuck, you can feel extremely, it feels extremely subtle. Be aware of it. And don't judge the subtle feeling of awareness and love, because we see this in the physical so frequently. If they start to feel good, they start to feel bad because they're starting to feel good. And how could that possibly be coming from anybody else? It's got to be, you know, whatever. It goes on and on and on, while in fact, no, you have actually had a very subtle glimpse of the love that you are. And as you start to perceive people, try to look at them. You have to start somewhere. Try to look at them in the divine that they are, because every single one of you on the physical is made from the creation of God. You are part of the divine. You are one with this divine. And so if you are, so is the person sitting across from you. You are not separate from them. And if you're feeling like a victim, one of our simple truths is the only one that can make you a victim is you. You need to really, really look at this. And then when you start to understand that there is no guilt involved, there is no victimhood involved, because you are the love, then it starts to extend out from you. Then it starts to feel more like home. You can be comfortable with it. Right now, a lot of on the physical plane are so afraid of feeling that comfort. They don't want to believe it. They're afraid to believe it. They're afraid that they won't be able to believe it. And as you can let some of these things go and take a chance, put your toe in the water and say, okay, I'm going to feel good about this person because I'm going to let go of this judgmental perception that I have of them. At the same time, I'm letting go of the judgmental perception I have about myself. I am part of God. I am love. Therefore, I cannot judge myself. It is not who God is. So how can I do that? And know that you're judging yourself all the time, so that it takes little bits and pieces to break down this stone wall of judgment against yourself and between you and Source. And as you work at it and practice it, it becomes more and more real to you. And we will say to you that your guides will begin rejoicing, we will rejoice for you, because that is all we want for you, and that is what your guides want for you as well. The vibration that is moving towards you and through you and around you and all of your earthly creation is this love. If it comes through as judgment or negativity, it's because you have put it on it. It is not in the vibration. You have decided to create it. So you can decide that it is not for you anymore. And you can move into this loving vibration that is with you, around you, through you, always. Does any of that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good, good.
That's fabulous. Yeah, and I think many times I've experienced when you actually let go, it's like the whole body relaxes. It's like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, man, I got rid of that. That's really cool.
Exactly. And what we see, too, is we would suggest to you, some people say, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Well, no, not that way. Because as you fight against it, it won't go. It just gets closer and closer. And as you allow it to leave, as you were saying, you release it, you just feel lighter and you feel, and yes, that's stepping into the love.
Yeah, and you forgive, absolutely forgive. It's like, oh, yeah, I mean, that's just marvelous. And you keep repeating it until it happens.
Exactly. And isn't it the case, as soon as you forgive yourself, that's, you know, if you can forgive somebody else, you're forgiving yourself as well. And that's when the release comes. And we would suggest that you verbally forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's only hurting you. If you have a vendetta against someone else, it's not hurting them. They don't even know it. It's only hurting you.
My question is sometimes I observe something and there's like a fine line between judgment and observation.
Absolutely. And what do you do with that?
I look at it and ask myself, is that judgment?
Good.
And sometimes it is, you know, a little bit.
Okay.
But also,
and as you observe, are you observing yourself or someone else at the moment?
Oh, myself, yes. Probably, because, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. And so, and that is where the fine line comes in, and it's a wonderful fine line, because if it's that close, you can say, oh, I'm judging myself on that. I want to let that go. I forgive myself. And now it is at a point where I can observe it in complete neutrality and let it be. And that is love.
Very good.
That's part of your personal power.
Yes.
Love yourself, yeah.
Yes. It's all of your personal power.
And you never know where the other person's coming from.
Exactly. It's your perception of where they're coming from, which is the perception of where you're coming from.
Well, that's a good one.
And they may be doing what they're doing because they feel really bad about themselves or inferior. So.
Certainly. Exactly.
So you have to throw love at that.
Yes, and when you try to understand what's going on with them, we would suggest you turn it around and put it back in, because what you're really trying to do is understand what's going on with you. Why do I need to give this person a pass? Why do I even think this person needs a pass? Because that's what understanding basically is. We're forgiving them for whatever we think they're doing. Well, in fact, we need to know that, why am I judging him this way? What inside of me is what I'm seeing in them? And how can I just let that go? And next time I can observe whatever, make no judgment on it, and just let it be.
Yeah, yeah.
Very freeing.
Yes.
It's hard to make judgment. It's hard work. Let it go.
Boy.
What difference, I always say, well, what difference does it make?
Exactly.
years ago I used to journal, and I remember going back a year from the time I journaled and read some things I wrote down, and I'm thinking, why was I upset about that? It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yes.
When you get further away on Dina. Okay.
And that is, she's an avid journaler. And she'll look back a year ago and think to herself, oh, my gosh, I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again. And we try to, we tell her and to encourage her that, yes, but aren't you glad you are, that you're getting to the point where you're really going to be able to let it go and learn the lessons that are there. And then that's the other lesson, just as you stated. Yeah, why does that bother me? Wow. And we always ask that you look in your rearview mirror because you need to know how far you've come. Oftentimes when people get stuck, they think that they're not going anyplace, but they are. The lessons are coming up so that they can relook at them and move forward. And if you look in your rearview mirror, see where you've been, you can see how far you've come. And it will give you some encouragement to know that you're way ahead of you wherever you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 1 year ago or 6 months ago. So,
we've been talking with Dina Bagley, and that's D-E-A-N-A, and the last name is Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y. Her website is also dinabagley.com. And please connect with her if you would love to. And she has another website called JourneySpiritualCenter.com. And that's the Journey Center that they have, that she has. Dina, is there a phone number you want to give out that they can connect with you through the phone number as well?
Yes, it's 530-672-0. Oh, my goodness, I don't know it. Let me go look it up.
I have it. I think it might be 530-676-8064.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And do you give readings over the phone?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We enjoyed our hour with you.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate it. The L's and myself.
The L's for us.
Certainly.
And thank you for bringing such joy to our lives and allowing us to see a new side of us and a new side of our world and our new world that's birthing. And we're so happy that we're all part of it. And thank you for blessing our day with you.
Oh, we honor you and thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day. It looks like it might rain, but we hope so. So let it rain. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.